Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, we're shining a spotlight on a remarkable group of young athletes from Montrose High School. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, we're shining a spotlight on a remarkable group of young athletes from Montrose High School. As graduation approaches, these seniors are not just looking forward to the next chapter of their academic careers, but are also preparing to continue their athletic journeys at the collegiate level. In recent weeks, six standout athletes have officially signed on to play sports in college, marking a significant achievement for both them and Montrose High. First up, we have Noah Richmond, a gold medalist in boys golf at the 4A State Championship. Noah is set to attend Colorado Christian University this fall, continuing his passion for golf. His journey began about 8 years ago when his father first took him to the golf course. Since then, Noah hasn't put down the clubs. His coach, Steve Skiff, describes him as one of the best players in the state, noting his consistency and leadership both on and off the green. Next, Trevor Hill, a formidable force in shot put and discus for the school's track team, is gearing up to take his talents to Utah Valley University. His coach praises Trevor's work ethic and leadership, emphasizing his dedication to studying the game. Trevor's commitment to improving his form, position, and footwork has set him apart as a top athlete, and his positive attitude serves as an inspiration to his teammates. From the soccer field, Joseph Cuban is making his way to Southwestern College next semester. His coach, Cassie Cinder, commends Joseph for his consistency, technical skills, and smart play. Joseph has not only earned first-team All-Conference and All-State Honorable Mention honors, but has also been a key leader in orchestrating the team's defensive efforts and creating scoring opportunities. Lastly, we spotlight three football players from Montrose High: Jackson Killen, Blake Griffin, and Cortland Nelson, each embarking on their journey to play at the next level. Jackson, a linebacker, will join the University of Puget Sound. Cortland, a defensive lineman, is set for Carroll College in Montana. And Blake, who contributed 28 touchdowns to the Redhawks this season, is headed to the United States Merchant Marine Academy. Their contributions have left a lasting legacy at Montrose High, celebrated not just for their athletic prowess, but also for their sportsmanship and academic achievements. As these six athletes prepare to represent Montrose at the collegiate level, their stories serve as a testament to the dedication, hard work, and leadership that define high school sports. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, in the inaugural State of the City address, Montrose City Manager Bill Bell outlined the city's growth, challenges, and achievements in 2023 and what residents can expect in 2024. Key points include a housing needs assessment, efforts to recruit and retain staff, the relocation of City Hall, and the addition of new businesses. Bell emphasized managing the city's rapid growth and maintaining financial health. For 2024, Montrose is preparing for more infrastructure projects, including the construction of new roundabouts and significant street maintenance, especially on South 5th Street. These efforts aim to address traffic congestion, safety, and road conditions. Additionally, the city is focusing on improving housing availability, particularly for low and moderate income residents, through various development projects like the residences at Dry Cedar Creek and the Village on San Juan. Workforce retention remains a challenge, impacting various sectors, including the police department. Despite these challenges, the city has introduced initiatives like increased wages and the addition of school resource officers to attract and retain employees. Bell and other city officials stressed their commitment to maintaining high standards in public service and urged community engagement for a thriving Montrose. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.